We have Dr. Ron with us, Dr. Ronald Sinagra, here at the Sunrise Wellness Center, of course. You can call and get a free consultation for the good doc at 631-563-1444, Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. We say good morning, the good doctor. Sir, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jay. Good morning to you. How are things in the world of Jay Oliver?
Now, things are good. Can't complain. Trying to stay healthy.
I know you
all,
got rid of our Let's Get Ready to Rumble song. I didn't. I almost thought I made the wrong phone call.
Yeah, I know. Well, no. Listen. It's time to embrace. It's time to get calm, right? But I still got the gloves right next to me, so
if you get out of line,
Sinagra, be careful, because I can slip them on in 13 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, me and you'll be right in the ring, baby. Hey, I brought you some incredible information today about healing. And, you know, we've been so focused on COVID and viruses and pandemics. I wanted to bring the audience something really special and real informative today. And I wanted to share one of the most powerful tools that is inexpensive, that is developed through eons of time. It has the power to rid the body of illnesses, inflammation, cancer, restore brain function, burn fat, rid the body of type 2 diabetes, and actually slow down the aging process. And it's completely free, and it's incredibly healthy, and it is natural and has no side effects. Do you know what that is?
No, sir, I do not. Tell me.
It's fasting. And okay. It's really amazing. I had an epiphany years ago. I bought a book called The Complete Guide to Fasting by Jason Fung. He's a medical doctor. The most incredible book I ever read on this subject. And a light went off in my head. I'm like, oh, my God, that's what's missing in our society. If you look at the aging population in America, we've become obese, we've become type 2 diabetics, inflamed, cognitive decline, joint pain, I don't know if I mentioned fatigue, but all these things that are going on in the senior population. And then when I read about this fasting and what it does, it just made so much sense. And I thought I'd share it today.
I'd like you to. And, you know, you've spoken about fasting.
Yeah,
you know,
I have.
As far as being part of the regimen, but go ahead.
Well, it's just that there's a big myth out there right now with dieting, and it's really been perpetuated by the food industry that we should eat every couple of hours and constantly eat, and nothing could be more false. It's a really bad myth, and it's one of the worst things we can do. So fasting and intermittent fasting, when you pick an 8-hour window, so of 24 hours, you pick an 8-hour window, say 9 to 5. Intermittent fasting is you eat in that window. You don't eat before 9 a.m. You don't eat after 5 p.m. That gives you 16 hours of fasting. But intermittent fasting and regular fasting, they are one of Mother Nature's most powerful tools. It's based in the evolutionary process of mammals, and it's an innate survivability that comes with life. And let me explain that, because it sounds almost too good to be true, but we have two energy systems as mammals. We have the glucogenic system when we use glucose as energy, and the other one is the ketogenic system of energy when we burn fat. Now, the ketogenic diet has gotten very popular, but most people don't understand where it's coming from, and they hear negative things about it. Nothing could be more false. Glucogenic is our primary energy source, and it's very easy for our body to burn glucose. But we can only store about 24 hours of glucose, and we store that in our liver as glycogen. So we have 24 hours of stored glucose in our body, in primary the liver, some muscle tissue, and some other places, but about 24 hours is the max. When we run out of glucose, our body now start to switch to the ketogenic system. And when we switch to the ketogenic system, it's a much more energy-intensive energy system. It's much harder for the body to burn fat than glucose. So when presented with the options of burning fat or glucose, your body's going to always take the path of least resistance. So we never get there anymore because we have the ability to store unlimited supplies of fat. So every extra pound of body fat on you is tomorrow's meal during times of no food. So either through, crisis or, we're the only mammals, by the way, that have an unlimited food supply. That does not happen in nature. Every animal goes through periods where they don't eat. It could be winter storms. It could be fires. It could be droughts. It could be predation. It could be many different things. But no mammal on the planet has a constant food supply. So with our constant food supply and a food supply that is really the wrong food, we are super laden with simple carbohydrates and simple sugars, processed grains, all these simple carbs, bread, pasta, potatoes, pizza, bagels, rice, cereal, fries, beer, energy drinks, juice. All these things are simple, simple sugars. And when we ingest all of this, our body's going to burn that. So this is why when we become overweight, it's because we're eating so many carbs, and now what your body does with excess sugar is it converts it to fat. So this is what we do, and every pound of body fat, again, is a food reserve for times of crisis. But fasting, and when we trigger fasting, we start to unleash these amazing healing properties. I'll give you a little side note, though. Before we talk about that, understand fasting and starvation are completely different. Starvation is forced upon people. Fasting is done willingly and consciously, and it's done to help enhance body function and heal. So don't get those two confused, because people think that, oh my God, if I fast, I'm starving. No, fasting is natural, it's healthy, and it's completely safe. Every mammal on the planet does it. Every human used to do it. Now, in the society we live in, we have just this access, especially in, the United States and in the advanced nations of the world, we're overladen with food, and we're causing all kinds of health problems because we don't trigger this.
Yeah, no, you're spot on, and you're right. It's always around us, too. I went to get my oil change in the car, and I'm waiting, and there was some Nutri-Grain bars and the coffee machine. So I had a cafe mocha, and I should have, And I had one of these apple cinnamon bars, And listen, you're right. You know what? They're always in our face. Last night before I turned in, I'm so used to grabbing something, a cookie, anything I can find. I'm like a vulture at night. Everybody's turned in. I'm the last guy before I turn out the lights. And you know what? I said to myself, do I really need that cookie? Do I need that, whatever I wanted to get? So I just had a little glass of milk and that was it. But you're right. It's about choice. Now, you said what? 9-8-5-P, that period? Is that the right period as far as not to take anything in?
It doesn't have to. It could be any period. It's just of the 24 hours, the intermittent fasting is when you just keep it to an 8-hour window. Some people bring it to a 6-hour window, let's say like noon to 6. And then they call it the gladiator when you're really trying to get in great shape, like really competitive athletes. They have a 4-hour window. So they'll eat from, let's say, noon to 4 p.m. So they don't touch anything before noon, and they don't touch anything after 4. And that gives them 20 hours without producing insulin. And now your body will start to trigger and burn fat. But here's the most amazing thing.
All right.
When I read the book, it talks about these amazing pathways that fasting triggers. And, let me attribute it to this. When our bodies go into ketosis, remember, a mammal that eats, it doesn't know it's going to eat in 3 hours or 4 days. So once it starts to tap into its fat supply, it triggers the body into survival mode. And when your body goes into this survival mode, some amazing things happen. Number one, brain function. Now, do you remember the movie Unbroken about the American prisoner in the Japanese prison camps in World War II?
Sure do. Absolutely.
Who was the actor? That way, it wasn't Leonardo, was it? I forgot who.
Was it Samuel L. Or am I thinking of another movie?
I don't remember the main character was. It wasn't Samuel L. Jackson. It was a white actor, and I don't remember who it was. But either way, in that movie, they showed you that when these prisoners, now these prisoners didn't fast, they were starved to the point of almost death. But what they reported back was when they were in these long days and weeks without food in that starvation period, they reported incredible brain activity, incredible feats of brain power. There was one guy who learned the whole Norwegian language in 7 days. Another prisoner read books from his past, cover to cover, word for word, from memory. And what they found is that when we go into ketosis, two systems in our bodies do not shrink. When we're in a fasting state for long periods of time, our organs will start to shrink a little bit. The only two that don't are our reproductive organs and our brain. Because in nature, for evolutionary survival of the species, you have to be mentally sharp to get your next meal, and you have to reproduce to perpetuate the species. It goes back to evolution. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, my God, we're designed for this. So when we trigger this ketosis process, our body goes into this mode. You remember the old movies where a plane would be going down, the prop plane, and the pilot would reach over his shoulder and he'd go, lighten the load. And they would start throwing things out of the plane to make it lighter. Well, that's kind of what our bodies do. And it triggers this incredible neurologic function of the brain. So all I'm thinking to myself is, what about all these seniors with cognitive decline that all have pot bellies, that eat high carbohydrate diets, that are laden? I mean, you ever go to a diner and watch seniors eat? I mean, you know, they get the extra fries. They want to get there for the blue plate special. They get the, you know, they get the soup, salad, and potato. They got to have their big dessert. We're killing ourselves by not tapping into this ketosis process. Now, there's another thing, too, because it actually stops and reverses the aging process. Now, I know everyone's going to go like, whoa, that's a pretty big claim. But it really does, because there's two processes that happen when we go into ketosis. The first one is called apoptosis. Apoptosis is a medical term for programmed cell death. Now, we all know that, you know, red blood cells live 120 days, kidney cells are 60 days, and so on. And so cells have a pre-programmed lifespan. And apoptosis, when we go into ketosis, it's like their body starts to cleanse itself. It triggers apoptosis, and it gets rid of all of our cells that are aging and not working properly to trigger renewal of cells. Your body's in survival mode. It's dumping debris. The next thing that it does is there's a process called senescence, and this is a big problem in our society. Cellular senescence is cells that no longer function properly. They no longer reproduce and make new healthy cells, but they don't die. And that's an older person who's very sickly. Their bodies and their organs are filled with cells that do not do their job, produce a ton of free radicals, which cause all kinds of other damages, and they're not replaced with healthy cells. That process of apoptosis triggered during a fast cleanses your body of senescent cells. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is years ago when that light went off. I'm like, oh, my Lord, this is what we're missing. We're missing one of Mother Nature's most powerful healing tools that every mammal on the planet, from the squirrel in the backyard to the bear in the cave, that every mammal goes through this process except us, because we've taken away that process due to our constant food supply. Pretty interesting, isn't it?
It really is. I have a question for you, though, because, you know, I've tried the 8-hour deal, and I always find, you know, as my sugar drops –
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be 5 hours into the process, 6 hours in the process, around 2 p.m. You know, I find that I have to obviously intake something. So what do you do? I mean, if you're trying to stick to that 8 hour period, obviously this does not exclude liquids, right? You can drink water and everything else, but sometimes
you can even
do the job. What do you do?
You can even have a little bone broth or something like that, or black coffee. But it's more we got to get used to it. You know what we are, Jay, is we're like spoiled children.
Well, we're creatures of habit. Well, that's what we are.
No, we are. We're spoiled. I mean, oh, my God, I can't go 6 hours without – oh, my God, I can't – yeah, you can. Of course you can. But we choose not to. Oh, my God, I can't think. My body starts to shake. No, it doesn't. I mean, you may be struggling through that in the beginning part, but it's not a serious metabolic malfunction.
Right, mind over matter.
It's just that we're spoiled. And our bodies get used to certain types of behavior. And when we change that behavior, be it getting off the couch exercise or intermittent fasting, in the beginning, we get a little rebellion. But you can fight through that because your body's meant to do this. But I want to talk about one more thing before I run out of time with this. Apoptosis is phenomenal. And the cognitive function increase, and then we trigger also apoptosis, program cell death to get rid of the bad cells and get rid of senescent cells. And the third one is really cool. It's autophagy. Now, autophagy is something that your cells are kind of like a car, and you know you have to replace the battery, and you got to replace the alternator, and you got to do maintenance on your car to keep it working properly. And your cells are a lot like that. Autophagy is cellular cleansing. It's an orderly and regulated process of breaking down and recycling cellular components that are no longer functioning properly. So once all the diseased or broken down cellular parts have been cleansed from the cell, the body can start the renewal process. So back to the airplane, when it's throwing out, that's more of a metaphor. Apoptosis is cell death. Autophagy is you start to dump cellular debris from the cells itself because you're going into survival mode. So when you're going into survival mode, your body's like, no, get rid of anything that's not working properly. It's like, you're a crowd of 100, you're 100 soldiers, and we're going into battle. Well, this guy's got a broken leg. This guy's not. No, they're not coming. We're going into battle now. We're going to take our able-bodied men. So that's what your body does. It gets rid of the ones that are not working properly. And that process of autophagy is amazing. But guess what turns off apoptosis and autophagy in an instant? Glucose and insulin. Now, the problem with us when it comes to eating, we eat like we shampoo. We wash, rinse, and repeat. So we have these diets that are laden in carbohydrates, raising our glucose, raising our insulin levels, and then we go to bed, and we wake up, and we do it again. And that's why we have half the country's pre-diabetic, we're obese. And look what group of people got crushed by COVID the most? Obesity. People that were obese and had underlying health conditions, which are a direct form from too much fat, too much glucose, too many carbohydrates in our diet. Those were really the that group of people got really, really affected by COVID in a negative way. So understanding that autophagy, apoptosis, increased neurologic function, the list goes on and on when we go into ketosis. And the biggest problem I think most people have is that they're afraid of it. They think it could be dangerous. No, it's natural. It's simple. There is no cost. There is no side effects to it.
Right.
You must read a little bit about it to understand how to do it properly, but you just start slow. So I have my patients start with intermittent fasting of an 8-hour window. And after about 2 weeks, they get really used to that. And they start to drop weight immediately, and they start to feel less bloated. And in that 8-hour window that you're eating, we want you to eat as few carbohydrates as you can. Fat doesn't make you fat. We got to remember that. carbohydrates make us fat. Beer has zero fat. You ever see a beer belly? Extra carbohydrates do this. So we start off by putting on an 8-hour window. And then when they're feeling strong enough, I go, okay, you're going to do a 24-hour fast. I can't do that. I said, yes, you can. So you're going to go home and you're going to have dinner at 5 o'clock. You're not going to eat dinner. You're not going to eat again till dinner tomorrow night. Right there, boom, you just did a 24-hour fast. So, and people go, I think I can do that. I said, of course you can do that. And then I said, when they really get used to that, I said, now what you're going to do is instead of eating at 5 o'clock the next day when you get home, you're just going to go to sleep. Now you just did a 36-hour fast. They say, and there's plenty of research to back this up, that if you do a 3-day fast, now people go, oh my God, what are you crazy, 3 days without food? I've done it. It's not the simplest thing to do. But why would I even say that? There's been studies done, if you do a 3-day water fast, that all inflammation and all types of diabetes, fatty liver, all these things clear up, like dramatically. So what we are is we're this overweight, overladen, carbohydrate-laden, obese, fatigued nightmare of a society because we're never triggering one of nature's most beautiful and simple processes of cleansing the body and healing, and it's called ketosis.
I tell you, this was a good one today because we all have fallen into the trap. I myself will do the 8-hour deal today. I will do it.
Hey, do me a favor. Right, let me repeat that gentleman's book. Again, I got no horse in this race. It's called The Complete Guide to Fasting. If you buy this book, The Complete Guide to Fasting by Jason Fung, F-U-N-G, M-D, it'll break down everything I said today. So it'll give you all the instructions on how this is done, all the physiological effects, all the medical science to prove what I'm saying is correct. And this way you won't feel like you're going about this alone. It's a real great book, and it could help. It really could help everyone who finds this interesting and fascinating. Jason Fung, The Complete Guide to Fasting.
Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. And you can see why he's one of the more renowned physicians on Long Island, ladies and gentlemen. That's Dr. Ronald Sinagra, Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. You can call, get a free consultation, 631-563-1444. Sir, good stuff.
Great.
Once again, you come
week,
through.
Jay.
Stay well now, all right?
Friend, I'll talk to you next week.